This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott today about the recent developments in the Brian Koberger case, recently showing up to court in a spiffy new black suit and a big old smirk on his face. I'm curious, just the optics of that thus far from a psychological standpoint. What are you making of that, Siobhan?
I read into it, which is exactly what I had expected. He's arrogant. He's overconfident. And he's enjoying the process. He's getting lots of attention. And he is so grandiose. I do believe he thinks at this point anyway that he's going to beat this. So it's again, it's how distorted is his view of his talent here, you know, that he can outsmart everybody. But yeah, he's definitely comes off as an arrogant guy. And I think that shows in his demeanor in court. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no humility. You know, he's got this certain kind of style and it shows up in the way he presents in court.
Why do you think he feels that he's going to beat this?
It's this strange trait of personality that you often see with people who do these kinds of crimes, that they're smarter than everyone else. They can outwit the cops. They like to play the cat and mouse game with sometimes intentionally leaving clues, leaving false clues. And the game is part of the pleasure for them. It's like, look what I can do and you guys can't do anything about it. Almost, and, you know, looking at it from the outside, this is absurd because there's a mountain of evidence against him with the DNA and all the other, you know, video cameras and all that. It's like, this kind of looks like a slam dunk case from what we know at this point. But his perception is very different. And obviously people that like to commit murder have these very different perceptions on reality.
That's true. Do you get the vibe out of him similar to the arrogance of a BTK or a Ted Bundy, where it was that I'm going to beat this. I know more than you do. And I mean, we saw a lot of smirking the other day, and it's easy to read into this and be angry at someone who is smirking in court for such a serious charge against one. One would even assume that even if you are innocent, you would be handling yourself a little more, you know, differently and not so arrogant.
Yeah, you'd be scared to death for good reason. You know, this is life or death at this point. And just as Bundy would appear in court acting as his own attorney, so unbelievably arrogant, you know, and out of reality with what he thinks he can get away with here. Mm-hmm. But it would not surprise me that Koberger has a very similar attitude.
They're asking for more time to respond to prosecutors' request for an alibi. This is an interesting thing, I think, to the general public who may not be used to the court system. But most of us could say, okay, well, where were you on this day or this night? You could probably figure it out and come up with the alibi in less than a day if you really needed to. Especially if you're looking back several months, it may take a little looking. But we all know the night in question. He knows the night in question. Why more time to come up with an alibi?
Yeah, is it just a stalling tactic? Mm-hmm. You know, that's my guess, is that there's all kinds of maneuvering going on. The defense is going to have a lot of work, you know, with this case, figuring out how to win this. And I would guess that they want all the extra time they can get at this point for these things.
Sure. I'm curious. I mean, they're saying October for a trial date on this. They seem to have a lot of evidence to be going through, many terabytes, which they're making a very big deal over. I just question, you know, if it's a lot of video, that's really not that much if you really understand what data is and how much video and stuff take up. Do you see this thing happening in October? Or are we likely going to see this being pushed out longer because of issues like that and alibi and such?
Yeah, from everything I've read, people are speculating, attorneys are speculating that it's not going to go in October. Mm-hmm. But who knows? There can be surprises. We didn't anticipate that there would be a grand jury indictment. Mm-hmm. You know, we thought there was going to be a hearing. And so things can go in all kinds of unexpected directions. I think it would be certainly better for the victims' families. And, you know, most of us would rather see this get over with and get into court and just not keep the suspense of what in the world is going to happen here. I think people would rather have it sooner than later.
They recently hired on the defense a social media expert that could give insight into the amount of influence that different people have with their opinions on this case. I'm just trying to wrap my mind around, what is the point of that? At the end of the day, there will be a jury, whether it's in Moscow or not. But to be arguing that there's too much speculation or too much attention on this case, I mean, this just seems like, yeah, that's the ecosystem you live in. There's many of us reporting responsibly on it. There's YouTubers saying crazy things, which they do regardless. It's just how our world works today. And there's not really any amount of whining or complaining or legislating against it that will really make a difference. I'm curious why that they're trying to make this a big deal in this case, other than maybe saying we need to move it out of the city because maybe the jury pool will be too tainted.
Yeah, it does give me the feeling that they're grasping at straws. And unlike the Daybell case, where they basically didn't put on a defense at all, it sounds like they're looking for what in the world can we come up with here? Yeah. And, you know, this is just another angle.
It feels a lot like, who else can we blame? If we can say that all these people are coming up with this theory and that theory, then Is that a distraction from the reality and the facts of the case? Or I don't understand the goal of it. But
yeah, maybe, I think that's the best guess. It's just we've got to come up with something to, you know, put on a defense and, hey, let's try this. Mm-hmm. You know, let's sort of try throwing in the kitchen sink here. What else can we come up with? Hoping that something will stick.
Sure, sure. Does a gag order, and I'm not talking specifically in this case, but just historically from what you've seen, does it cause more rampant speculation and rumors because there's not more official parties being able to speak and control a narrative versus if we don't have, if we do have a gag order and everyone is, in this case, left to speculate and guess and whatever little pieces leak out, what is actually more beneficial to a fair trial at the end of the day?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's this reverse effect that the gag order, rather than shutting down the speculation, it increases it because people then take off with all kinds of random theories. And it's ultimately, it's not stopping people from talking about it.
Yeah, it just seems like a silly angle to be taking on this. One more on Koberger for you. What was your take on the pictures that have come out of him sitting front row with a Margaret Atwood book? And sitting there at the speech that she was giving, or the talk that she was giving, about a Handmaid's Tale,
what, exactly.
And this obviously is a book about it's a dystopian novel that tells the story of a world in which women's rights have been severely curtailed. Everything we know about Koberger, what's your reaction to that?
Well, and there's a lot of sexuality in the book and a lot of rape, a lot of abusive sexuality. And again, while most people would read The Handmaid's Tale and think this is, you know, nightmarish, is he reading The Handmaid's Tale coming from a different angle, thinking, oh, I really am attracted to some of these ideas in the book?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is he going, oh, this is a great guide to the future?
And so much of what people read in the media, you know, where a normal person would read some of these stories or these books or novels, movies, and think, oh my God, I'm repulsed by this. This is terrible. A person with a psychopathic bent is reading it going, isn't this cool? You know, and, you know, it's hard, again, for normal people to wrap their head around the aberrant point of view that you see with someone like this.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Thank you so much, Siobhan Scott, for your insight onto that. Her book, The Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interrupting the Pathway to Violence. Hey, if you like the podcast, be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading them so you don't miss any of our updates, breaking updates, and discussions on the cases that we're following for you. If you'd like to get an ad-free experience, you can do that through Apple Podcasts right now. Do check that out. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.